Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of That 80s Child, the Generation Y. And my name is Gabrielle. So we are on a roll. I'm on a roll with recording these things. So I'm going to hope that I can continue to be on that roll, considering I have a good amount of people listening to the podcast, and I'm very, very happy about that. So thank you so much for checking it out, listening to it. I hope that you enjoy it, not just listen to it like, dear God, who is this and why is she rambling on? So this episode, I decided to talk about the MTV generation or / VH1. Granted, I was very young in the 80s to be, you know, really didn't watch MTV in the 80s. It happened more in the 90s. So it's like the evolution of it in the 90s. So not as the very beginning, but close to it. Plenty of people have already said this, but I will say it again. I watched it when it actually played music videos. It's a shame that they don't have that outlet. I guess perhaps it's because we have the internet and you have YouTube and you have like the Vevo channel on there for any of the artists to actually still make videos. I feel like videos have taken a back seat to the music itself, or maybe it's just because I'm not watching them or I'm not like searching it out. Before, when you had it on TV and you had it on that specific channel, MTV or VH1, you were exposed to different, it's like the radio, you were exposed to different songs because you were, one, waiting for maybe your favorite one to come on to record, like on a like a VHS tape, or, you know, you're just wanting to see if there was anything else that was interesting. So you're discovering these other artists, this other song. You get to see them, you get to see like their that creativity. Sometimes these videos are so whacked out, and it always upsets me when the videos themselves don't follow, say if they have a really good lyric in the song and it doesn't follow it, like there's a story there. Why can't we just make that instead of just some random girls bopping around or, you know, driving in a car? It's just nothing. But anyway, I digress. I miss that point of our, you know, our childhood and our as a, we're growing up, and I feel like this generation doesn't have that because it's all so much digitalized and it's on the computer. But I still feel like they're missing out on it because you're not having that opportunity to see the artist all the time unless you are specifically looking for it. And I don't, so I'm kind of just using my own experience. My son, though, because he's a Gen Z, he doesn't necessarily watch any music videos unless he's specifically looking for it. I know that because his favorite band is Imagine Dragons, and they have videos out, and I feel like they're like your typical band, release an album, whatever. And as I said, like in my previous episode regarding the one-hit wonders and, you know, having to purchase a whole album to get one song and find out that the rest are just horrendous. Nowadays, I feel like there's more like singles. It's not a full album. Like they kind of like release singles every couple of weeks and then they just do a compilation of those singles, and that makes up an album. So it's not you're waiting for a full album to come out. I think it does better because for the artist, in the sense that if it does well, there's enough listens, they're getting enough royalty off of it, they can go ahead and be like, okay, let's release the next one. Let's see how that does. Instead of like a whole album, taking the time, doing it all, and then finding out that they will be now classified as a one-hit wonder or no hits at all on those albums. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, because on the artist end, maybe it's better. But anyway. So yeah, my son doesn't really watch videos, and I feel like that's like a little bit of a loss. Or maybe they're just not making any videos that are any good. Who knows? So the VJs were on, you know, the video jockeys instead of the disc jockeys. They were celebrities all onto themselves. And I know you're going to hate me because I'm like, oh yeah, MTV generation, power to us. I don't really know the VJs that well. I didn't watch it for the VJs. I literally just watched it for the music videos. And I told you guys in previous episodes, I was specifically into different types of music than the masses because I just was dedicated to being different. kind of ridiculously so. But anyway, so I can't really like comment on the VJs and their persona and stuff like that because I didn't watch them enough to be of any interest in me, or I can comment on it. So if you have any comments on your favorite VJs and why you liked them, please, you know, leave a comment on my, I created a new Facebook page specifically for the podcast, and I will be doing a specific one for Instagram too, because not everybody likes Facebook, even though technically they're the same now, but Instagram's, you know, pictures and I don't know. So whichever one you're on, you can comment on. I would really like to know about how you felt about the VJs. If you remember the Goldbergs and their episode with that nostalgia where you're waiting for that song to come on, that video to come on, and you have the VCR ready to go, it's all hooked up and everything's, you know, you want to record it, and you don't know when this thing's going to come on, or if you do a request and you don't know if it's going to be that next song or not. So you're just sitting there ready for the recording and you go. Unless they had like a whole like slew of that same artist, and sometimes you can just record it for like a full half hour. So they had certain marathons for it. In the 90s, they had VH1 with the 8 Days of 80s. And because even though like the dress and the aesthetic was kind of like 60s-esque, there was like a resurgence of the 80s music, and VH1 specifically like really pushed that. And most probably because the 80s was the birth of, you know, MTV and the music video. So they did 8 Days of 80s, and I was very much into Duran Duran and Depeche Mode, and Depeche Mode is pretty much my favorite band currently, like continually so. They pretty much helped me survive my high school time, so they will always be, you know, top for me. I watched the 8 Days of 80s, and I still have VHS tapes, not very many because I didn't take, when we moved, I didn't take a lot of them because if they weren't home videos, it was just extra stuff, and I kind of feel bad that I didn't. I don't think it was that much, but we had a lot of VHS tapes, obviously, because we had movies. My mom had a catalog, and we had, you know, she had them numbered. That's how, yeah. Her DVD collection currently could just about rival the VHS collection that we had. What do you want to watch? Here's the catalog, 1 to 300. What do you want to see? We have 3 different movies on this one. So anyway, I didn't bring it all, and I'm kind of sad because there are some things that I've lost out on, but then YouTube kind of like resurges, it's like a resurgence of those things that people have and they upload it, which is great. My favorite show on VH1 was Pop-Up Video. So besides learning like interesting like fun facts about the band or about the place that they were recording, or if somebody like fell and hurt themselves, or I don't know, it was also hilarious because they had like jokes within it, and you know, it's like Pop-Up Video. You can watch them on YouTube. If you are, you know, really, really wanting or jonesing to have that nostalgic feeling, go onto YouTube and look up like Pop-Up Video, and they'll have a slew of them, and you can watch whatever one you want to watch. I think that was one of my favorites, besides another one that I'll be getting to shortly. Then they had the MTV Behind the Music. So you're getting a glimpse of the not so glamorous side of some of the bands. Again, like I said, I was really into Duran Duran, and I watched that one, but I also watched The Monkees, David Crosby, John Denver, Depeche Mode, Weird Al, The Carpenters, Boy George, so Milli Vanilli. I found that all very interesting. However, like if you had a favorite band or favorite singer, and then you're getting that quote-unquote behind the music viewpoint, it's not always, like I said, it's not so glamorous, and you'll find something out that is upsetting. Like you like this person, you looked up to them, or at least appreciated the artwork that they had released, and then you find out that they're a bunch of dicks, you know. Like sometimes that could make you not a fan anymore. Or you listen to it, but you're not into like their whole, you're just the music. It's, you know, you're like, you're drawing a line in the sand. It's like, you know what? I'll listen to your music, but I don't have to like you. Then VH1 had a series, I Love the 70s, I Love the 80s. I don't know if they had, like, I Love the 90s, to be honest, because I can't remember if they got that far into, like, the 2000s to, like, want to go back. But it was definitely I Love the 70s and I Love the 80s. Like, I don't think they did 60s. I can't remember. But I loved Hal Sparks. In any of the commentary that he was on for that, he was hilarious. And two, like, it was just, he made it interesting. They had a bunch of different people. They were all very, some people were like, nah, you know, like, not interesting, but they had a good amount of, like, comedians and stuff that went on there about the individuals, like, the different songs, the different people, the hair. They commented on everything. It was great. Again, that is also on YouTube. However, I don't know if it's just because of the one that I watched, but it's not a very good quality video recording or, like, re-upload. Or maybe I'm just so used to having everything, like, in crystal clear clarity now, and it's like you're watching this and you're like, what am I looking at? This potato quality video. So, fun fact about MTV. Michael Nesmith of the Monkees he invented the concept of 24-hour music television. He had a show, and I want to say it was like, I think that was his album, Elephant Parts. So Michael Nesmith had a show prior to this one. I know that there was another one, but it was called Television Parts, and it was from 1985. But prior to that, he had another one that it was his music or other music being presented with a video. So he invented the concept, which I find his family must be very much innovative, because his mother was the inventor of whiteout. So, family of innovators. But so he sold that idea to Time Warner. They had a test clip of, it's called Pop Clips, and it aired on Nickelodeon as a test. So have a look at that. It's called Pop Clips. So yeah, so that was just testing it out to see if it would be of any interest to the public. I thought that was pretty neat that it was Michael Nesmith, and it was an instant success, because, you know, it was different. It wasn't something that people were, you know, aware of, and like, oh wait, you know, because you figure, like, the Monkees, figuring that was a television show, granted, but they had music throughout the whole show, so it was like a never-ending music video, if you watched any of the Monkees episodes, which I absolutely loved, and I do have them all on VHS tape, and I don't have the third short season that they had of the show on DVD, but I have majority of it on DVD. But anyway, they already had kind of done that. They already kind of dipped their feet into the idea of a music video, because it was their series, and you had multiple songs within those episodes of their songs, and it was technically a music video. It was the OG music video. Besides seeing people on American Bandstand, so I'm sure everybody knows, moving on from the Monkees, that the very first video on MTV that aired was by the Buggles, and it was called Video Killed the Radio Star. I don't know if they necessarily made that specifically for that to be the first ever one, or it just, you know, happened, but that was, I think they're a one-hit wonder, to be honest. I don't think I've ever seen anything else by them. So that was the very, very first episode, or not episode, video on MTV. So, I remember we had a, one of those large, projection screen televisions in my, quote-unquote dad's room, which, it turned into my dad's room when he got really sick. So it was like, our house in Hampton was so weird. The people who owned it prior had built a extension to the house on the side that was closed off from the main house. You had to go out of the house to access that place. And it was like a little apartment. It had its own bathroom, it had a kitchenette, and it was like a studio apartment. It had your living room / bedroom there. So when we moved, it was still separated. However, my dad had the bright idea to want to break through and make it part of the main house, which was okay. However, it never got finished. So we had this hole between my mom and dad's bedroom that went through the closet area that was in that other room. He wanted to turn it into a master bedroom with like an ensuite, so that little kitchenette was going to go away. So it took a while for, we had that hole in that closet for a long time before even the new bathroom that he wanted to put in was put in. So it was an open area that we had, like, my mom had a really old, oh my God, what is it? A sofa bed, really heavy sofa bed. I would sit back there with that and watch, and we had the big screen television because my dad had gotten a newer one that went into the main living room. And so when he would be watching something, so we had this cord that went all the way down so he could get cable. And I would sit back there and I would watch the 8 Days of 80s, and I would just have it on the background. I'd be like, you know, bopping around to the songs. And it was great. I really do miss that, and I'm sure everybody misses that, that innocence that we had, the lack of responsibility that we had to worry about when we become an adult. And I know everybody says that, you always miss that time. And, you know, my life as a teenager, as a young adult, was full of, like, you know, some trials and tribulations, and it wasn't always rainbows and butterflies. I do miss it. I don't miss the other stuff. I'll just think about the good times, and those are the things that I really do miss, because I feel like I don't know if I have anything that's equally as fond. Besides, you know, obviously, like, your first of things, like, you know, your wedding or your first apartment, your first house, your first, you know, fully paid car or new car, and your first, baby, if you have that, or whatever, your first real relationship besides, like, the ones that you have in high school, unless you continue that on. It's definitely a feeling that it doesn't really trump, nothing else can trump that feeling, you know? So I do miss that time. I really wish MTV still played, even if VH1 and MTV would play 90s and early 2000s stuff, or even just go back from the very beginning and, like, replay things. I think there would be ample amount of audience for that instead of all these stupid reality television shows, because it's literally all that it is anymore. And I'm not into the reality television shows. I think the only one that I sat and watched was, like, American Idol. And that was, like, when it first was, like, a huge thing. And then there's, like, all these iterations of it. And I'm, like, some of them I tried to watch. And I just, you know, it's just not my thing. I know a lot of people like reality television. But there's enough drama in my own life. I don't need to watch somebody else's drama. I just get so aggravated at that stuff. I have no other notes. I don't know if I stopped and I forgot to finish. And I should have looked at this before I started recording. But I think I'm at, like, 21 minutes. Most of my stuff is, like, between 25 and 30 minutes, unless I go, like, overboard with, like, ranting and raving about something else, which I think I do have a few that are, like, 40 minutes long. But I think because I'm only talking about a very specific thing each time, you know, I don't really want to go too far. It's, you know, there's only so much you can talk about it. But I do miss the MTV that we used to have. Even though technically I wasn't huge on radio, I think I mentioned that before, my mom listened to the radio all the time, hence me being able to hear the songs or anything that was of interest or woke me up to whatever was happening of the time. It's pretty sad, like, my own mother was the one that was more in tune to that generation than I was, but she was always like a child, really. Yeah. So please, like, leave a comment on my Facebook page, like, when I share it, if you're getting it from there. If you're not, I think you can, like, leave a comment on my website. But, like, follow on Spotify so you know when everything gets uploaded. Everything gets uploaded, like, automatically once I put it up on my website from the feed. So, yeah, so they're all there. And also, it's going to be up on Facebook, or not Facebook, Jesus, YouTube, so you can do that. Now, I was originally going to do videos along with these, and I did a couple that just, I didn't like the quality of them. They're there if you want to watch them. I'm not going to take them down. But I didn't like it. I didn't like how it turned out because I was using my, I have a Logitech and it's a 1080p, but it's not great. And I feel like even though I can see the video on my screen as I'm doing this, it does not look like that when it comes out. So I don't know if it's the rendering I have to change. I have to look into it. I'm not a video editor by trade. So it's something that I have to fool around with. So before I step back into the whole video thing, I'm going to stick with this, with just this. And I'm doing pretty well. Like I said, I have a lot of listeners over time. Like I'm not, you know, I don't have a huge fan base. But yeah, it's just, I enjoy doing this. I enjoy talking about things that are nostalgic and things that I think about, you know, every once in a while. And you have so many of these people now who, especially on TikTok or the reels on like Facebook or Instagram, everybody about, you know, the remember the time, you know, we, and then you have all of the nostalgic Facebook pages where it's just like the Xennials or like early 2000 babies, which is not mine, but to see what they would classify in their nostalgic. I'm interested to see what they see. But yeah, it's, if you listen to my other episode, which is the oversaturation, which I talk about oversaturation of nostalgic things, and it is pretty crazy how much that is evolving as the days go by. So when I first started this podcast, which was what, like 3 years ago, I want to say 3 to 4 years ago, it was all like 80s nostalgic stuff. And then it's been creeping into the 90s, now the early 2000s. And it's very scary because then you get into like the Gen X kind of thing where people are kind of forgetting about like the 70s or even prior to that. And it's just, you know, as we're getting older and older and the new generations are coming, those generations are being forgotten about. Even the saying for like, okay, boomer, you know, I don't even know if, like, do they even classify boomers as people who are around anymore? Because my mom's a baby boomer. She's going to be 74 this year. So they're, you know, not doing cartwheels right now, unless you are. Awesome if you are. I hope to God, and I probably won't because I'm not in that great of shape right now, that in my 70s, one, I'll survive to the 70s, and that I am a little bit more nimble than your typical 70-year-old, I guess. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I have just a little bit of time to go before I'm 70. So, yeah. All right. Well, that was all I had. Again, like I said, it looks like I just died after I made this list. So I'll just go to the next. On to the next. And until I have a couple other things I just haven't done notes for. I already have, like, the ideas for it. So I hope you're enjoying these. I hope you like this. And let me know if you'd be interested in like a video or if you have any recommendations or anything that you can kind of pass down to me as like, you know, some help for doing videos and like podcast/video. So like it can be, the audio can be used as uploading for Spotify and stuff like that. But for YouTube and even like if I did Facebook, I could do it on there. The video will be on there. But like I said, it's just, I have so much other things that are going on. This is, you know, just part of it. And the only thing I kind of trying to garner some joy from. So I hope you enjoyed this episode beyond that. And I hope you will check out all of the other episodes. Everything's up on Spotify, Apple iTunes, YouTube, and all obviously on my website, GabrielleCataldi.com. So if you have any recommendations for other video or podcasts or something, or even my blog, if you checked out my blog, that would be nice. I'm doing a lot more top five lists. They get more views than me, you know, talking about writing or talking about daily life, which, you know, most people are like, yeah, I live daily life. I don't need to hear your, but some insights about from other people, you know, never know. But have it look at, I also have like short stories, poems, and stuff like that on there if you are so inclined. And yeah, that's it. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and you'll check out the others. In the interim, this is Gabrielle Cataldi with That 80s Child, The Generation Y. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.